At the time, I think William Bartram's travels was a curiosity. Many people in Europe and even in the northeastern part of the United States knew very little about the southeast region, and they were very curious about the people and the plants and the animals that were here. So it was, you know, exciting to read about these travels. And William not only wrote about plants and people, but he would also have great passages where he would describe alligators thrashing nearby or coming upon a rattlesnake and being startled. So it does have an adventure quality to it that drew people in as readers. And one thing I did is I put a case together of objects that an 18th century explorer would have carried with him.
Because he was having to blaze a trail as he went.
He was. He would have carried a haversack or a leather satchel. He would have had a big wooden canteen. He would have, of course, carried a musket because he had to protect himself, and he also had to hunt for food. Of course, he would have had a knife for the same purpose. But also, remember, he was an artist and a writer. So we know that he carried reams and reams of paper and a journal with him and also a little ink traveling set. He was even doing this before the invention of the pencil. He carried a piece of graphite in a brass or tin holder. It was almost like a mechanical pencil of the 18th century. And then when he would get to a dry place in his travels where he could do more work on the illustration, he would ink over the graphite and then maybe sometimes add watercolors over that later. Someone quite famous actually had a copy of William Bartram's travels from 1791 and tried to follow his trail as best he could about 100 years later, and that was John Muir, the founder of the Sierra Club.
So what is the scope of the work that John and William Bartram did as far as, well, for starters, how many plants did they identify, name, draw?
It's really difficult to have an actual number, but we know it's several hundred. I think it's very fair to say that William Bartram was the first natural history illustrator in America. And he was one of the most important early botanists and naturalists in America as well. So they really were exceptional in the sense that they were collecting, discovering, and cultivating plants and sending them back to Europe. And there was a great plant sort of exchange going on between America and England, particularly at this time. And there were these huge famous gardens in London, the Royal Botanic Garden, the Chelsea Physics Garden, and these plants that the Bartrams were discovering in our state, they were cultivating them there for an international audience.